are a number of plastic production facilities located along the Gulf of Mexico coastline in the greater Houston area. Now, Diane was a shrimp captain in that area who began to observe effluent from those facilities, both chemical outputs and, of course, a flood of little plastic pellets that are called nurdles. These are the pre-production virgin resin pellets produced from these facilities. And unfortunately, these materials were smothering this fragile ecosystem, this marine estuary that so many people relied on for their economic activity. Again, she was a shrimp boat captain that depended on this thriving ecosystem to be able to feed her family. So she began sampling the water and tracking those nurdles back to a specific Formosa plant, working with individuals inside the plant who are willing to come forward and talk, and has been engaged in a long legal battle against Formosa. But just last week, Formosa Plastic agreed to pay $50 million in a settlement for polluting those waterways. So Diane, together with working under the Clean Water Act and a group of other local activists, was able to bring a degree of accountability to that company. However, this really does illustrate one of the broader problems that applies to a variety of pollutive industries, that as long as the fines are less than their proceeds, they, of course, have no incentive not to clean up. Rather, they have no incentive to clean up their act.
Yeah.
And so while $50 million is certainly a really good outcome in this case, it's unlikely that that really even comes close to what this particular plant's revenue would have been over the course of the time that they were polluting.